It is 521 on WFMD and WFMD.com. Ryan Hedrick with you on a Friday morning, Memorial Day weekend. Of course, a time to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And we'll talk more about that with Bob Miller coming up at 6:10 right here on WFMD. By the way, no Chris Murray this morning. He is off enjoying time with his family. He'll be back on Tuesday. No show on Monday. The top story locally, a shooting in Hagerstown on Potomac Street. The victim, an apparent 50-year-old woman. And details still coming in, and we'll continue to keep our eye on that. Meanwhile, also in Hagerstown, there was a prison smuggling ring that was exposed by the state's attorney general's office on Thursday. A year-long investigation into the delivery of drugs to a Maryland prison has resulted in the indictment of 15 people. Investigators say contraband was delivered by drone, resulting in a joint investigation with coordination from federal, state, and Washington County law enforcement. A trafficking ring to deliver drugs and other contraband was uncovered. Get this, they were dropping Suboxone and fentanyl into the prison, as well as communication devices like cell phones. Yeah, this is not a movie. This was actually happening. And then they turned around and they sold the Suboxone for $100 a strip in the prison. The indictment says that people collected more than $16,000 on Cash App. The investigators also busted conspirators who were paid to fly drones over the Roxbury grounds to drop drugs and other contraband, such as cell phone. 9 inmates and 6 facilitators are named in the charging documents. Trials are set for the accused soon. Meanwhile, will the Washington Commanders have to give up its name? According to legal filings at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the franchise's application for a trademark has been denied. The office said the trademark failed for 2 reasons. First, because the Army Air Force college football rivalry is already known as the Commanders Classic. Second, a D.C. resident has already filed 2 pending applications for the Washington Space Commanders and Washington Wolf Commanders. Very, very interesting. All right, something big happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday as an Oath Keeper was sentenced for seditious conspiracy. And I'll tell you why this is so big here in a minute. Jessica Rosenthal has full details on the Oath Keeper's investigation, and we're having a little bit of okay, there it is. Jessica Rosenthal, here we go.
Oath Keeper leader Stuart Rhodes told federal judge Amit Mehta he's a political prisoner. Judge Mehta told Rhodes he's an ongoing threat to the country and sentenced him to 18 years in prison. Attorneys for Rhodes, including Ed Tarpley, noted outside court Rhodes never entered the Capitol on January 6th, but said his text messages and other writings led to his conviction on seditious conspiracy and other counts.
I think that this case was all about the weaponization of speech by the Department of Justice.
Oath Keeper member Kelly Meggs told the judge participating in January 6th ruined his life and family. The judge said he does not pose the threat Rhodes poses and sentenced Meggs to 12 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right, this is why this is so big, because the Oath Keepers are tied to former President Donald Trump. If the federal government wants to indict Trump, they can indict him on a similar blueprint that they've already charged Stuart Rhodes with. Did you know that Stuart Rhodes never went into the U.S. Capitol? In fact, he wasn't even in Washington, D.C. at the time. No weapons were found in the Capitol, but they still convicted the Oath Keepers of seditious conspiracy. And again, the Oath Keepers tied to former President Donald Trump. We'll see what goes on. 525 at WFMD. Of course, it is Memorial Day weekend. If you're one of the 42 million people hitting the road or heading to the airport for this Memorial Day weekend, AAA's Clay Ingram says brace yourself for crowds and inevitable slowdowns.
You need to be sure that you're padding your travel time schedule. Get to the airport much earlier than you would. Be sure if you've got a 6-hour drive, you might want to allow an eight hours.
AAA says about 7% more people will be driving this year than last. About an 11% more will be flying. WFMD time is 5:26 right here on WFMD. It is news and commentary. as we bring you the best in news and commentary. All right, where are we going next? Did you know that the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is up for impeachment after a string of allegations? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is now at risk of losing his job. A state House Ethics Committee voted unanimously to recommend Paxton to be impeached. Reporter Greg Guggen of Fox TV affiliate KTBC reports from Austin.
Turbulent days ahead for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, the subject of a three-month ethics probe by the Texas House. Wednesday, a panel of nonpartisan investigators reported there is strong evidence the state's top law enforcement officer broke the laws against abuse of office, bribery, and retaliation. According to the Quorum Report's Scott Braddock, House leadership is moving rapidly to hold Paxton accountable.
As soon as Saturday, the Texas House could take up articles of impeachment against the Attorney General. And if they do that, it's a simple majority of the House to impeach.
Gaining a House majority would require Speaker Phelan to find at least a dozen GOP members willing to vote against their fellow Republican.
527 at WFMD. We have to go. Traffic and weather together right now on the 7s on the Morning News Express.
930 WFMD, business update.
It's 550 at WFMD. Ryan Hedrick with you. No Chris Murray today. So Bob Miller will join me as we continue on the Morning News Express. Coming up next hour, he joins us at 610. Meanwhile, let's take a look at what the markets did yesterday. Markets ended mixed with gains in tech prompted by A1 enthusiasm. Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis has this report from New York.
It's back, and today it was led by artificial intelligence stocks. At the close, a split decision, the Dow down 35 points, the S&P 500 up 36, the NASDAQ higher by 213. Chipmaker NVIDIA, which serves the AI industry, hitting an all-time high after the company reported an all-time high for product demand. The news also lifting Microsoft, Google, and Advanced Micro Devices. Meanwhile, markets still concerned about the debt ceiling debate, hoping for a last-minute deal, as Fitch said it was considering a downgrade on U.S. credit. And first quarter GDP growth revised higher to 1.3% on increased spending and exports. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All right. What do the markets look like this morning? Well, the S&P 500 futures ticked a little bit lower Friday morning as investors kept an eye on Washington for signs of progress on debt ceiling negotiations. Futures connected to the broad index slipped about 0.2%, while the NASDAQ 100 futures were flat. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 57 points. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy left the Capitol Thursday night saying a deal had not been reached yet. However, Reuters is reporting this morning, citing a U.S. official, that the White House and McCarthy are close to reaching an agreement that would raise the U.S. debt ceiling for 2 years. The report added that most spending would be capped as part of the deal, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned that the U.S. could default on its debt as soon as June 1st if they don't raise the debt ceiling. It's all about more spending. You have to have more spending. They're going to put us $100 trillion in debt, and they're not going to think twice about it because they have deals with other countries that they have to adhere to, and that's just how it's going to go down. All right, want to talk about the Ron DeSantis thing real quick, because DeSantis, of course, filing for his presidency in 2024 a couple of days ago with the Federal Elections Commission. He has suggested that if he was selected or elected president, he would consider pardoning former President Donald Trump. DeSantis made the comments on his first full day as an official Republican presidential candidate. Trump, who leads the GOP primary, is involved in multiple criminal investigations, including federal probes. And I talked to you about the Oath Keepers conviction yesterday and why that was so big. Why that's so big is because the Oath Keepers are tied to Donald Trump, and they have officially tied the Oath Keepers to Donald Trump. And what that looks like for federal prosecutors is that is a blueprint to prosecute Donald Trump for seditious conspiracy. Now, that's a Civil War era charge that is commonly used for terrorists who are connected to Al-Qaeda. And when you think about the magnitude of that charge, and you think about Stuart Rhodes being convicted yesterday as one of the Oath Keeper leaders, you start to think that not everything is adding up, because Stuart Rhodes wasn't even in the U.S. Capitol when the Capitol was breached. In fact, he was in Virginia. The weapons weren't in D.C. They were in Virginia. So a lot of people think this is political persecution. Ford Motor this morning will partner with Tesla on charging initiatives for its current and future electric vehicles in an unusual tie-up between the two rivals. Under the agreement announced by Ford CEO Jim Farley and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, current Ford owners will be granted access to more than 12,000 Tesla superchargers across the U.S. and Canada starting early next year. Ford's next generation of EVs will include Tesla's charging plug, allowing owners of Ford vehicles to charge at Tesla superchargers without an adapter. And that is a very interesting development, one we could probably talk about with Dave Cirio coming up next hour. A separate Ford spokesperson telling CNBC that pricing for charging will be competitive in the marketplace. The companies will disclose further details as the launch continues closer to 2024. And that, my friends, is a look at your business update. It is 5:55 on WFMD.